For months, the White House has been pushing Congress to pass two pieces of legislation that President Bush says are high priority. One is an emergency bill adding money to this year's budget for a variety of counterterrorism programs. The other is the president's request for expanded authority to negotiate free trade deals. Both bills have passed the House and the Senate, but there's a problem. Each contains elements the White House doesn't like, and the Bush administration is threatening to veto the bills for which it has lobbied hard. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
For the record, President Bush has been in office for 17 months now, and he has yet to use his veto pen. But he hasn't been above using the veto threat. Here he is at a meeting this spring of a group called the Fiscal Responsibility Coalition.
You've got a tool, and that's called your voice and the people you work with. And I've got a tool, and that's called a veto. And perhaps, and together.
And the size of the supplemental spending bill to pay for anti-terror efforts has prompted the most recent veto threat. The House passed a bill allocating $29 billion for that purpose. The Senate version calls for $31 billion, but the White House only wanted $27 billion. So the president's budget director, Mitch Daniels, is recommending a veto.
So that really has to be the limit, and we need to be talking about how to spend it best, but not at all about how to spend more.
So suddenly you've got the White House opposing a bill which funds anti-terror efforts and which passed with strong bipartisan support. Democrats, meanwhile, are trying to pressure the president to accept the Senate package. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd pointing to White House plans for a massive reorganization of the government to form a new Homeland Security Department stressed that this counter-terror bill is ready to go right now.
We passed a good bill, and the administration is opposed to it and threatening to veto it. And so I say that we ought to hope the administration can get behind that bill and get behind the real thing. Well, we're waiting a conference now, and the president should back off his veto threat.
The veto threat is a tool that can be very useful to presidents because it simply consists of words.
That's political scientist Robert Spitzer of the State University of New York at Cortland.
The president isn't actually vetoing bills. He's simply threatening to veto bills that he doesn't like with the hope that the threat will force Congress to modify its legislation more to the president's liking.
Spitzer says there will likely be some compromise on the dollar amount in the counterterrorism bill. The impasse between the White House and the U.S. Senate over trade could be even tougher to resolve. The president wants so-called trade promotion authority, allowing him to negotiate trade deals that could then be voted up or down by Congress, but not changed. But a Republican pushed through an amendment to the bill granting the Senate power to block portions of any trade deal that goes against existing trade laws. So once again, the administration, through a cabinet official, Commerce Secretary Don Evans, is recommending a veto. Both the trade and counterterror bills are in conference committee now. Again, Robert Spitzer.
This is the key moment. That is, what happens in conference committee and the extent to which the president's wishes are taken into account in conference committee. Because once it's out and goes back to the two houses, it's an up or down vote. And I don't think in either of these measures, Congress wants to simply see these measures defeated. I think they do want to put a bill on the president's desk and let the president run with it from there.
And then, if the president doesn't like what he sees, he has to decide if it's time to issue his first vetoes ever. Spitzer says regardless of how these bills play out, there are likely to be much more such confrontations between the president and the Congress as the November election approaches, with the White House seeing opportunities to score some points by threatening vetoes and Democrats in Congress hoping to make gains by standing up to such threats. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.